Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heat and Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Tip.
What is it, Stelly?
Yeah, well, today we want to talk about team member retention in startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And when I first suggested this, Heaton was like, well, you know, maybe you don't want to be in San Francisco if you want to retain people for more than 1 or 2 years. Because the way I pitched the topic was, what do you have to do? How do you ensure that people work with you and work for your startup for longer than just 1 or 2 years and then move to another startup? I mean, I interview people.
Yep.
Every day I look at people's resumes and LinkedIn profiles every day, and people that work in the startup world that have worked at a lot of startups, if I look at their timeline, it's always more or less, it's like 18 to 24 months, 1 to 2 years yeah. before they go to the next one, 1 to 2 years before they go to the next one. And I think that's a huge problem. As a startup founder, I want people to come and work with me. I don't have the foolish expectation that they're going to stay with my company forever. Although I want the relationship to be forever. They don't have to work with me or for me or with the company forever. But I don't want them to just come to hop to the next thing, to hop to the next thing. Employee retention is really huge. And it's one of the reasons why a lot of times people tell us, especially the ones that have a lot of offers on the table, the ones that then decide to go with our offer and our opportunity oftentimes tell us one of the main reasons was I looked at a bunch of people in the company and I saw that they've been with a company for 4 years, for 5 years, for 6 years. And I was like, wow, this company must truly be awesome when these super talented people stick around for so long, right? And are still that passionate about the business.
Yeah, that's great. I'm only laughing because it's like, you know, when our parents were growing up, you'd stay at the same company for 30 years.
Yeah,
you'd be a lifer, period, right? And like, the world's not like that right now. People have options, and they have opportunities, and they want the fresh, shiny new thing. And if you can't give them that in your company, then they will leave. So, I mean, jumping into this, I think there's a basic thing, which is be honest with them, and that's really important. Honesty goes a super long way when it comes to retaining people. And honesty can be everything from feedback on how they're working out, how their work is, all the way to when you make a decision that impacts them, be honest about why you're making it. You know, almost to a point of brutally honest, right, about why you're making it. That way people feel like they can trust you. So that honesty builds trust. And I see so many people who I talk to talking about their managers, their companies, and they just don't trust them. And somehow, I'm sure these people are trustworthy, you know, but somehow that trust has eroded. And it's because of, you know, lots of reasons. But one of the big ones is like, they don't understand why the company's making certain decisions. And they don't feel like the company's not necessarily being honest, but just not transparent with them about it. Another aspect of it is they've been told things that don't come true. They've been made promises, basically. And nobody's trying to do all of that, usually. It's just something where like people don't realize what they're creating in their environments that make it so people are not retained.
Yeah, I think honesty and transparency, like trust is such a scarce commodity in today's world, right? Real trust.
Oh, man.
Right? Real trust.
Yeah.
That when you have it, it feels so valuable that people really think hard and long about letting that go and going into a new relationship, right? Think about this. You're in a relationship that is amazing and where you have complete trust and you feel comfortable and you still experience growth and excitement and there's still a mission and something to accomplish together. Why would you let that go to go into a random new relationship with all the risks associated with it? Taking the risk only makes sense if you see, you know, opportunities you're not getting currently. And opportunities usually are opportunities
right.
of growth, or opportunities to feel like your voice is heard and you're having an impact, or the opportunity to be comfortable and be yourself and feel good about it, or the opportunity to believe in the thing everybody works on, or believe in your manager or the leadership team and what they're telling you, versus constantly thinking that you're being treated, you know, in a distorted way, or where they're hiding the real truths behind closed doors and all that. So trust is so, so scarce that if you can create that a high level of trust within your company and people feel that they are trusted and they can trust their coworkers, they can trust management, the founders, it's so valuable that people want to stick around usually. They don't want to let that go.
Yeah, why would you? So I think that's big. Another one to me that's really big is, and this is where the San Francisco thing comes in, I think. Generally, there's a lot of distractions in San Francisco when somebody is in a job physically in San Francisco. I actually am in the San Francisco area. And so, yeah, my co-founder and I are the only ones in San Francisco or in the area. Everyone else is like 30 minutes or an hour or more away or all over the world. And the thing I notice about San Francisco the most when I talk to founders who have companies here is that people have more choice and people are ready to go to another company really easily because they don't have to put up with an environment that they're just not happy in. And happiness could be as simple as I'm not getting paid enough, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Happiness can be as simple as the product I'm working on is not enjoyable for me and I don't like this industry. It can be as simple as I don't like my manager. So there's a whole bunch of opportunity here, much more physically in terms of here in San Francisco than anywhere else right now. And that's probably likely to be the case for a long time if you're in tech and thinking about building tech or wanting to work at a tech company of some kind, although all companies are probably going to be tech companies in the future, even a restaurant, but that's a whole different story. Maybe not. They all use Square, so I'm just kidding. But like a lot of them do. San Francisco is fascinating, and I think it's almost an amplification and a good study of what happens in a company and why people don't retain. Yes, it's trust and honesty for sure, but it's also the idea that, and it really boils down to the idea that there's a better opportunity for me somewhere else. So if you have people who are employed by you, who are working on your teams, who are team members, and your situation, the situation you've created for them is not the best for them, it's your job to identify that and either make it the best or let them go. Because if it's not the best for them, they're not able to do their best work. And so I think at close, what you folks have been able to do is create an environment where people are being able to do their best because it's the best environment for them. Whether it's, and I think for you guys specifically, it has a lot to do with how you recruit people and how you